Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the superintendent for the Alcona Community Schools, Dan O'Connor. Dan, how are you today?
I'm doing as well as we can be at this point. How are you, Kevin?
I am doing well, and I understand completely. It has been a very unusual year for you guys in all the districts, as a matter of fact.
No doubt about it. And, you know, much uncertainty in the fall as well, but I know everyone, all local districts are working hard, collaborating together, trying to come up with the best plan we can for our communities and for our students and staff.
No doubt. Well, something that is a certainty, August 4th, ballot proposals coming up. You guys have a couple of them on there to talk about, don't you?
Yeah, what a unique time to try to get ballot initiative communication out to the community as well. So definitely we have two initiatives coming up on the August 4th ballot. We have our 18-mil operating millage that's up for a renewal, and that particular millage provides about 90% of our operating revenue in terms of state revenue, and obviously crucial for us to be able to keep the doors open in the district, and something that the voters have responded well to in the past, and we're hopeful that they do the same again this year.
Very good. Now, the second one on there, this is a sinking fund. Tell us the difference between the operating millage and what the sinking fund is all about.
Yeah, sinking fund is really to help our district replace a lot of our aging infrastructure. We actually passed this in 2015 for 1 mil, and it was for 5 years, and we've been able to re-roof the entire district, repair some handicap accessibility spots, and this summer, the last year of the initial sinking fund that was passed, we were able to update our HVAC control system. So we really tried to focus on projects that would give back to the district, put additional dollars in the classroom with some energy efficiency and some different components to try to put us in a better spot. It's unique with this sinking fund is that because the state redefined what a sinking fund is between, 2015 and now, this particular renewal is actually listed on the ballot as new, and that's because the state now allows security and technology to be allowable uses of sinking funds. We just want to make sure voters are aware that this, while it's listed as new, is really not an increase at all. It's a straight 1 mil, exactly what passed in 2015 and hopefully passes again in 2020.
Exactly, yeah. And so there is a difference between the two of them, the operating millage and then, as you mentioned, the sinking fund, more for technology and more brick-and-mortar kind of things then.
Correct, yeah. The sinking fund can't be used as for wages or anything like that.
Right.
It's all brick-and-mortar, allows us to repair infrastructure. If we're lucky enough to pass it, we have a window project scheduled for next summer that we're hoping to be able to accomplish, replacing some 60-year-old windows on our middle high school, and then really hoping to look at some internal security options and technology and boilers the next few years after that. So really, really crucial for our district and, grateful for the support of the voters for the last 5 years and fingers crossed that we're able to have some success again in August.
Now, is the operating millage, is that a little more critical due to the COVID issues that have been going on and maybe a little less state funding? Is that operating millage become more of an important issue for you guys this year?
The 18 mils is always important, unfortunately, no matter how we slice it, because districts are, required to pass it. So, yes, it's, obviously, without 60% of our funding, it would be very difficult to operate in any kind of function in the fall. So absolutely.
All right. Now, Dan, is there information somewhere? Do you guys have a website where people can learn more about these two ballot initiatives?
We do. Yep. There's a link on our website about this. And actually, I'm hosting Facebook Lives on our school Facebook page Wednesday, the next two Wednesdays before August 4th. And we've done that for the last few weeks as well. But just trying to continue to get the word out. We'll be out and about in the community as well. And if anyone were to have questions about the 18 mil operating or the sinking fund, they could absolutely give us a call at the district office. We have literature available, informational literature there, or I'd be glad to answer questions as well via phone. You can reach us at 989-736-6212 or on our website at alconaschools.net.
Very good. He is the superintendent for Alcona Community Schools, Dan O'Connor. Dan, it's been a pleasure, my friend, and good luck to you guys on August 4th.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate the time.